Continuing in our series, as we look at love and living and walking in love, we're looking at characters of love, specifically love walks no ill towards its neighbor. Love walks no ill towards its neighbor. Praise the Lord. And for our text, we're looking at Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5. 1 Corinthians 7, 5. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. So two areas that we are looking at this morning. We are looking at love working no ill towards his neighbor. And we are looking at it generally as brethren. Then we are looking at it specifically in marriage. Praise the Lord. Divine love is the evidence that we are born again. The proof that you and I are saved is divine love. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. So proof that you have passed from death to life is that you love the brethren. It is not because you joined a church. It is not because you were water baptized. The proof is a manifestation of divine love in our everyday walk. As I go out and as I come in, do I do evil towards my neighbor? When I sell spare parts, I know that this is fake, but I'm going to sell it and convince you that it's original. If I fix a fridge, if I'm a handy worker, a handyman, do I do the work halfway so that you are going to come back next week? Divine love works no ill towards his neighbor. If we don't have God's love abiding in our hearts, then we are not saved. It is that simple. Based on 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. In the new birth, we are born of the Spirit of God. That's when the love of God came into our heart. The reason why John can confidently say that if you don't have the love of God, you are not saved, it's because the day we got saved, the love of God came into our heart. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. Romans 5, 5. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So God's love is poured into our hearts when we got saved. But what prevents the manifestation of divine love? What is the root of all the problems that we have with one another? Why does it seem that we always have conflict with one another? One long word. Self-centeredness. Praise the Lord. It's all about me. If the love of God, if you are walking by the love of God, you will put others above yourself. Praise God. Grief is rooted in self-centeredness. You know grief. You lose somebody. The person is a believer. It's rooted in self-centeredness. How do I go on without that person? What's the central theme there? It's the I. Why would I sell something that is fake to you at a higher price? I. You know, we have to make ends meet. Self-centeredness. What's the basis of quarrels in the home many times? It's I. Self-centeredness. And we're saying that the reason why you need to get saved, if you are not saved, is that the love of God is shed abroad in your heart at salvation. And if you are saved, then you need to walk in love. So whether at a funeral or in everyday life, self-centeredness can turn anything into a crisis. You know, there's a quarrel, and you're asking people, what's the basis of the quarrel? By the time you find the bottom line, you're wondering, is this the reason why people are quarreling? Check it. It's self-centeredness. They proceed down the well-traveled path of depression, discouragement, and defeat because we are totally consumed by ourselves. However, Scripture is telling us today that the love of God does not do wrong to another person. Love makes it impossible to harm another person. This is the characteristic of the God kind of love. We in the body of Christ need to treat each other with this kind of love, not wanting to harm the other person. We cannot mistreat people and expect that we prosper in the things of God. It can't happen. I will give you two quick examples. Kenneth Hagin told a story of how he went to preach for one church. The pastor put him in their house. And immediately he came in with his wife that evening. This pastor went to bed without asking whether they had eaten. The following day, the host pastor got up early in the morning, packed his things with his wife, and ran out of the house. They didn't come back until it was time to go to church. Then they came and took them to church to go and preach. Now, you have gone to a meeting you didn't plan to fast, but you are fasting by fire and by force. By the second day, still, they had not given them anything to eat. They now went to the kitchen to look for something. They found one egg, small butter, one slice of bread that was already becoming stale. They had to put the bread inside fire to remove the staleness, divide the egg into two, and drink water. Kenneth Hagin said he went to the phone, picked up the phone to call the superintendent of that church to report this man. But every time he got to the phone, something held him back. By the third day, the man still had not changed. He went to the phone again, but something said, leave him alone. It was one of the deacons in the church who came and said, have you observed anything about this man? He said, no, I didn't observe anything. He said, okay, our house is just by the corner. If you need something, just come to the kitchen. We'll leave the door open so that you pick something. That's how they ate for the remaining 4 days that they spent in that place. Oh, but here's the end of the story. Kenneth Hagin reports that 2 years later, when they got to that city, the man and his wife were out of ministry. In fact, they had dropped, it's like they dropped out of the surface of the earth. Nobody heard of them anymore. You cannot mistreat people and think you prosper in the things of God. He told another story of a pastor who invited him and kept him in chicken house. Yeah. He just put a bed in the chicken house. You would think he cleaned the chicken house. There was still some chicken droppings there. And they left him there. The end of that man was that at 39, the man died of a cancer. Of course, at that 39, he was no longer pastoring. Love works no ill towards his neighbor. If we don't walk in love, we throw ourselves wide to the devil's attack. One of the reasons why there is so much sickness in the body of Christ, even among preachers, is that believers don't walk in love towards one another. Don't we say it is more difficult to do business with each other? Some of us, our slogan is, I would rather do business with an unbeliever than to do business with my brother. Because while he is telling you, you know the Lord is good, you know, the Lord just led me to do this. You know that that person is lying to you. Love works no ill towards his neighbor. The God kind of love will bring you into victory in every area of your life. You can't prosper in God if you keep holding on to grudges. Now that's another thing. If you keep holding on to grudges in your heart, you cannot prosper. Your prayer, need I say, is an abomination before God. Train yourself to think, how is what I'm going to do or say affect the other person? The first question you should always ask as a wife, how is what I'm going to say going to affect my husband? So I was preparing this yesterday evening. A lady called me. And while we were talking, she said, you know, say, I know they hear what. In fact, now my husband, they hear and pass. So I just said, you don't see, I'm finished now. Sir, uncle, how can you say see finish? I said, but that's what it is. You are boldly telling me that you don't hear what. Meanwhile, you punish your child for not hearing what. And the best place to keep it. And she will tell me, you know, he will not talk. He will just pack me one side and go his way. Love works no ill towards his neighbor. A loving husband, a Christian husband, will work no ill towards his wife. A loving wife will work no ill towards her husband. When you have a problem in your marriage, ask yourself this basic question: what would love do? This is talking about God's love, not human love. Human love quickly turns to hate. God's love does not turn to hate. God's love will love till the end. Andrew Womack told a story of a woman who had been married before her husband died. She married another person. And this man would do all kinds of things to this woman. In fact, the man was in the occult. So he would come out of his body, he will oppress her in the night. The day they went to pastor to report, he dragged her there. And everything that he was doing, he told the pastor that that's what his wife does. And the woman did not say a word. When the pastor asked her, woman, what do you have to say? He said, everything he said is correct. I'm only guilty of one thing. I have not loved him as Christ said I should love him. When they got into the car, the man asked her, why didn't you tell pastor everything that happened? She said, there's no need. The Holy Ghost said in my spirit, you have not loved him. You know love? The prodigal son. It was love that brought him back. As at the time this story was told, the man got up one day when the woman decided to love him God's way. You know, sometimes we're afraid of spirits, and meanwhile, God has given us the power. When she decided to love him God's way, the man could not leave his body and go to meeting. Out of frustration, he moved out of the house. He moved to another state in the United States, and yet he was uncomfortable. He had to come back after 1 year to come and beg and say, I don't know what's happening, but something keeps chasing me up and down. As at the time they told the story, you see, this one is stronger than Otumokpo. Praise God. You know what that one that you put inside soup? This one is stronger than it. As at the time this story was told, this man had gotten saved. The man was in Bible school preparing to go into ministry. Why? Because of the love of God. Brothers and sisters, if you walk in the God kind of love, you will succeed every time, because God's love bears up under everything and anything that comes. God's love bears up under everything and anything that comes. We have the God kind of love in us. We can love like God loves. Human love can only turn to hatred, but thank God that
that we have the love of God. I want you to bow your head this morning as you talk to the Lord. For any wayward child, it's the love of God. For any problem marriage, it's the love of God. Amongst us as a church, it's the love of God. Only the love of God can keep us together. No wonder the songwriter says, bind us together. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together in love. Is that your prayer this morning? As a family, please pray, bind us together. As a church, let's pray, bind us together. The Bible refers us to the power of unity and love in Genesis and says that they built a tower, the tower called Babel. They built a tower saying we are going to reach out to God. And what did the Lord say? He says, because they are of one language, whatever they have made up their mind to do, nothing shall be impossible for them. The reason why we face impossibility as a church, as a fellowship, the reason why we struggle with projects is because of a lack of love, a lack of unity. Love works no ill towards its neighbor. For somebody here this morning, you may need to repent. You have sold fake things to people. You have lied to them. You have told them what was not. You wanted to sell a car. You knew that the engine was problematic. You sold it. And immediately the person bought it. The engine knocked. And you said, it didn't knock in my hand. Love works no ill towards his neighbor. Talk to the Lord this morning.
Still in the mood of prayer, can we rise up on our feet? The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven. Let's continue to ask God for mercy in any way we have sinned against him. We've had the message. In any way we have been selfish in making decisions as a family, as a church, in any way we have put ourselves first before the interest of others, let's pray that God will forgive us and have mercy this morning in Jesus' name. Great are you.